Welcome to Pilgrim Talk.
Hi, I'm here with Eric and with Ashley, and you've come a long way from Redding, California.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here in Trinity Church in Dublin, Lower Gardner Street, and we're just after having a wonderful evening of ministry and worship and freedom. And I'm going to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind. And
yeah.
You guys
yeah.
just keep interrupting each other and butting in and saying things, okay? So the first question I was going to ask you, do you actually live in Redding, California?
I do currently live in Redding, California, yes.
Yeah, and you're part of Bethel Church,
yes.
Is that right? And we've all heard of Bill Johnson, and we've all heard of Jesus culture and the music,
yeah.
And we're all richly blessed and ministered by that.
So
do you know those people?
I don't know them personally, but I sure have just enjoyed listening to them, and it's been such a blessing, like, being under their covering and what they carry, it's just so heavy, and Bill is just like a father to us in the school, just, he's such a safe place.
He's wonderful, like, you go up and talk to him, like, after he preaches a sermon, and he's just, like, welcoming, inviting, you know, pray for you, give you a hug, like, it's whatever, and, The leadership at the church is really incredible because they're really inviting and it feels like family. Even though there's so many of us, you know, there's thousands of students, but it feels like a family culture, a family environment, and it feels safe and protected. And
sorry, thousands of students?
There's about 2,000 of us total for second and third year, yeah.
My goodness. You know, these numbers in Ireland are just weird, you know, staggering, because, you know, we have Christians in Ireland, people who love Jesus, but we don't have those sort of numbers. But, you know, maybe we will soon, you know, if you guys bring a bit of that fire across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So what brings you to Ireland?
We are ministering, we're staying in Greystones, and we are going up and down the, I guess we're on the eastern coast of Ireland.
That's right.
Just ministering to churches and to people. We're going to be doing street ministry in Dublin, and we're going to be going to Belfast as well, and we're going to be going to a school of ministry up there that's a sister school of Bethel, and doing some stuff up there.
That's wonderful. Where's that? In Belfast, is
yeah.
it? Yeah.
I'm not sure of the name. I have no other details.
Sure, you just go where you're told.
Exactly.
Or where you're driven.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And, you know, as you flew in, here's a very specific question I'm going to ask you. As you flew into Ireland, is there anything the Lord spoke to you as you kind of came in over the country or, mm-hmm. you know, for this land, prophetically or otherwise?
Yeah, on each mission trip I go on, I just think, like, Lord, what does this country carry specifically that is just so strong and peculiar to this country or people? And the word that I got was just mystical. Very, very strong in, like, the presence of the Lord. Just really caring, like, just the supernatural grace.
Yeah, just unwrap that a little bit, mystical, like,
yeah.
just...
mystical as in, not, like, New Agey, but, like, as in, like, just the Spirit is so, like, present. And it's so easy to tap into the heavenlies with the Lord and just...
Wow. It's very interesting to hear you say that, you know, because certainly Ireland, going back a long time ago, you know, in the Dark Ages, Ireland really was a light to Europe at the time. There was a purity in the Christianity that was here, you know, and we're believing for that again.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah, I saw. I was praying for the country for the past few weeks as I was preparing for the trip, and I just felt like the Lord is raising up fathers in this nation to speak into the lives of the generations underneath, to raise up strong children and strong sons that can become fathers, to increase the mantle of the Lord in this country. And as that starts to happen, it's going to start flowing into every generation and every nook and cranny of your entire country. And soon, Ireland will be known as a Christian nation.
Yeah.
As the generations go on.
That's wonderful. Are you aware that in our constitution, that in the beginning part, it puts Jesus as the Lord? Did you know that?
That's so good.
Yeah,
that's
where
amazing.
It's looking that up, you know. But even though we say that, you know, many people in Ireland don't yet know Jesus.
Yeah.
I like to call them pre-believers. You know?
America's the same way.
Yeah. And here, I'm going to ask you a different question, okay?
Okay.
If you're out in the street now, just getting your McDonald's hamburger in the streets of Dublin, and some Dubliner came up to you, and said, hi, and you're American, and said, you know, what brings you to Ireland? How would you answer someone who didn't know the Lord?
If they asked me, they're just like, what brings you to Ireland? I would be like, well, I'm on a mission trip and I'm ministering to the people of Dublin. And then I would begin to proceed to ask them if they had any pain in their body. Run with that. And if they had any pain in their body, then pray for it and watch them get healed. And if they don't get healed, then give them a prophetic word and just pray for them and send them on their way and bless them and love on them and just like treat them like a real, like my thing, and a lot of our the way we do things is, you know, like I'm not about like always fighting for salvation or always fighting to shove the gospel down someone's throat. I'm going to love on someone and share what I believe and just really show them the love of Christ and give them an invitation to respond to something that's real. And if they don't choose to respond to that invitation, then I planted a seed. Yeah. And one day that seed will bloom and turn into something beautiful and they will get saved and they will see the Lord. Mm. But for me, like, I know that I'm doing my part.
Yeah. Gosh, what an answer. That's brilliant. Yeah.
I see everyone that I meet as a treasure and an opportunity to pull out gold inside of them. Because it's so easy to say, oh, I'm going to, like, I can see dirt in someone. Mm-hmm. It's, like, so easy for us in general, like, as being a part of the world, like, to pull out dirt and be judgmental. Mm-hmm. But just growing and looking through the eyes of Christ, you can just see the gold in people, and I just love doing that. And because what that does, it just brings a life to someone.
Transforms
that they haven't
people.
Seen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you're aware, in Ireland, we have a real problem in the youth, amongst the youth, of serious depression and suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the news on a regular basis, and it's a real tragedy, and it's a real stronghold at the moment in the country. You know, if someone was listening to this podcast and they had suicidal thoughts and, you know, they just came across this message, what would you directly say to them now?
I would say that there's hope.
Yeah.
That there's never a reason to not feel joy. There's never a reason to not just know that there's something better down the road. You know, when I was 16, I struggled with anorexia for a year and a half. And in that time, like, I know what it feels like. I know what hopelessness and depression and all of those feelings feel like. And one day the Lord told me, believe in me. Believe in me, and I promise that all of your dreams will come true. Mm-hmm. And you will feel the love of the Lord. And you will feel peace and secure, and you will feel my hope, and you will feel my joy again. Mm-hmm. And I took that and I ran with it. And I learned through the next few years of my life that I may not always be happy and bad things might happen, but that does not mean that there's no hope, and that does not mean that I can't live with joy.
Wow. That's fantastic.
So good.
Brilliant. Here's my final question for you. You know, we hear of revival and miracles, you know, and awesome worship coming from Bethel, California, where you guys come from. Can you explain why?
Can you repeat the last part again?
Well, can you explain why? Why is it happening in Bethel Church and it's not happening in every church in Ireland and America?
Yeah. Well, for one, I know
I
that
ask
it
difficult
can,
questions, don't I?
Yeah.
For one, I know that it can happen anywhere. I can't say why. It's like, I don't know.
Okay.
Why God picks a particular place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
have you heard of the glory cloud? Have you seen the videos and things?
I haven't seen the videos.
Okay.
I think I've heard about it.
You can watch it on YouTube. But a glory cloud showed up at our church. Happens every few months, or sometimes more than at every service in a month. Like, it happens irregularly. We can't control
it. Describe it to someone.
It's like someone's dumping gold glitter from the ceiling. That's what it's like.
Wow.
But we got a lot of flack for it at our church. People, critics and whatnot, you know.
Sure.
And Bill Johnson said, you know, it's the signs that make you wonder.
Yeah.
And he interviewed a 6-year-old. And the 6-year-old was saying that he doesn't know why God does things, but he celebrates when God does anything.
Yeah.
And Bill Johnson says that if we can't celebrate a headache being healed, then why would he give us someone in a wheelchair being healed?
Yeah.
You know? And so I think, you know, Bill Johnson and Chris Valentin, when they get up on stage, they'll be the first to admit that they have no idea what they're doing. But they're letting they're being available to let the Spirit move, and
yeah.
I think that's all it takes.
Yeah.
I think it takes a church and a congregation, the willingness to just let the Spirit do what it needs to do and follow after Him with all of their hearts, and stuff's going to start to happen.
Well, you don't realize, but what you've just spoken is a prophetic word for Ireland.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And God bless you both, and thank you very much
thank
for the
you.
Time. And God bless your trip to Ireland.
Thank
I
you.
Pray you have special memories and that God births this nation in your hearts. God bless you, and thank you so much for coming all this
You're
way.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Righteousness, the one who sanctifies my life, shepherd and my guide, banner of deliverance, warrior and my defense, in your secret place I hide. Every other throne must fall and proclaim you Lord of all. At the mention of your name, my salvation and my light, in your presence I abide, and your righteousness I claim. Of kin and my nearest friend, laying down your life for me, your amazing grace I see, and your love without an end. How can I keep silent, Lord? Even stones obey your word, and they give to you their. Voices sing of the glory of your voices sing of the glory of your